This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. China has a sevenfold lead in exporting clothing to the rest of the world, followed by Hong Kong, Italy, Bangladesh, Germany, Turkey, Vietnam, and India. The latest Obama administration budget seeks to cap the level of student loan forgiveness at no more than $57,000, as costs have risen dramatically. General Motors is trying to use its 2009 bankruptcy as a shield against liability claims on its ignition switch problem. The Supreme Court has ruled that it was legal for Michigan voters to ban the use of race as one test of admissions in state universities. Minority opinion by Justice Sotomayor argued that it was also the court's job to protect the rights of minorities. Median income in Canada is now even or ahead of that of the USA. Our lower income averages, though, are now substantially below the poor and equivalent incomes in other advanced industrialized countries. The USA is only increasing its lead among the rich. New polls in Arkansas say that Senator Pryor, the incumbent, is now leading. South Carolina's legislature has punished school book selections by reducing appropriations by the level of the book's expenditures. Americans 55 to 65 have literacy, math, and tech skills above average compared to the rest of the world, but Americans 16 to 24 are near the bottom compared to other countries. 71% of JetBlue's 2,500 pilots voted to unionize with the Airline Pilots Association. McDonald's sales weakened in the U.S. Who can believe it? The IRS gave 1,800 workers performance cash bonuses despite disciplinary notices during the year, and in some cases despite the fact that they owed back taxes. Delaware is offering a 20% incentive for city core developments in a governor's proposal to the legislature there. The Aereo case on direct downloads of TV signals was confusing to the Supreme Court in arguments. This whole high-tech thing, you know? The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.